When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had the Commanders. We had the Giants. Remember on Friday, I played the clip of Brian Daboll talking about, Deontay Banks having to follow 17 around. Now, yes. Terry McLaurin didn't have a monster game yesterday, but he certainly made a couple of big catches.
Second and goal at the one. Again, a pistol set behind Daniels. Daniels is going to throw it left and hits McLaurin on the slant for the touchdown.
And you also, when I played that clip, your eyes went kind of sideways, like he's following Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Well, he had that touchdown catch and then a very big touchdown catch right before the half, part of the Commanders' 27-22 win over the Giants. Commanders now 7-2 for the first time since 1996. The Giants, they scored 22 points. They also missed two two-point conversions, had a touchdown called back because of a BS penalty. They wound up kicking a field goal there. Here was Daboll. Why go for two? Down 24-16. And then you also put into the mix the fact that they haven't converted one yet this season.
Yeah, something that we talk about during the week, and when we get into that situation, that's what we're going to do. But it's, you know, analytics-based.
Analytics-based. Great. Here is Jones. Giants 2-7. Another brutal loss.
Yeah, very frustrating. I think, tough position. We got to find a way to make some more plays and win these games. Very frustrating.
So you stink. Get out. You're a backup.
Okay. let me ask you this question. When they're doing analytics, did they ever think about the success rate of the team going into the game?
I guess not.
With a particular type of play or a particular, you know, form of a play, like a two-point play? Like, what is the Giants' success rate on two-point plays this year?
Zero.
Okay, so do you factor that into the analytics?
Well, they've had kicking problems the entire year. That's something
the
also.
Problem, yes. So you do factor that in.
Yeah.
You have to factor that
in. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what he's factoring in, and without throwing his kicker under the bus or the kicking situation under the bus, he's basically saying, we're following the analytics, and this is why we're doing this.
But that was a new kicker. Kid was from Rutgers. He did kick a field goal yesterday. Wasn't like he was 0-3, and then they were like, that's it with the extra points.
Yeah, now do you factor that in?
Yeah, I mean, I would think you factored all in, man.
Yes.
All of it's factored in.
Yes.
Here was Azeez Ojulari, no sacks from this defense. As Jaden Daniels threw for 209 and a couple of touchdowns, both that went to McLaurin.
You got to be better, for sure. It's a week-to-week thing. Every time you step on that grass, you got an opportunity, and we got to be better at doing that, for sure. Trying to go back and look what we did today, and we got to be better.
This was Dexter Lawrence, who points the finger at the defense.
I think offense played well enough for us to win. Defense just got beat up today.
He was also then asked about, I don't know where this was. I can't find video of it. I guess it was after the game. He and Brian Burns had a very lengthy conversation. So reporters asked Lawrence about the details.
No, if I'm talking to my teammate, yeah, there ain't nothing for you to be concerned about. We're just talking about the game and what we're going to do to be better.
You shut your face. So then they go to Burns and they ask him the same question. Here was his reply.
Just talking over the game, things that happen, things we need to change for this week coming up. And that's pretty much it.
What do you think needs to change?
I'll probably keep what me and Dex said disclosed.
Respect disclosed. It. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So don't know what the conversation was about. That game this Sunday will be in Germany against the Panthers.
It'd be funny if Brian Burns is like, listen, man, we're 2-7. Why do you even care?
Why do you care what we were
talking
about?
They're going to Germany, and then they have a bye. So this is like, we'll see you for 2 weeks.
That's true.
And then when the Giants come back,
the fans can't wait for them to get
back into it.
I just saw CBS Sports Network put the graphic up, 0-5, 10 points per game at home.
Yeah. What an experience.
Rough.
At least MetLife is easy to get in and out of.
Good place to tailgate.
If you want to take in a game.
The Giants are like kind of where the Cowboys are right now. So horrific at home.
Yeah, not good.
The Eagles have given up like 120 points at home in three games.
The Cowboys, yeah. Well, they gave up a boatload of points to the Saints, as we know. The Ravens scored 28, and then I forget what the third one was, but the Lions basically put up 49.
Yeah,
they
went in there and just torched them.
They did. So we go to the link yesterday where the Eagles got up 22-0 on the Jaguars. Then Jacksonville scored. Saquon Barkley fumbled the ball away. Jacksonville scored again, and all of a sudden we had a game. Until got a little more separation with this pretty amazing play.
Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Hurts in an empty backfield. Cacavera in motion. Cacatera moves to his right. Here goes Hurts going for the end zone. Devontae Smith, he caught it one-handed. I don't know if
what
he stayed. He's in.
Smitty.
He's in.
Oh my
one
goodness!
Hand. One hand. I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he did it.
Eagles radio with the call. He did stay in bounds somehow with the 2 feet. Pretty amazing catch. Made it 28-16. 28-23 was the final. The Jaguars did have the ball late, too. And the Eagles picked him off. Trevor Lawrence picked off in the end zone to end it. I'll play this, and you tell me what you think Nick Sirianni's talking about.
It was the best play I've ever seen.
The Saquon.
Yes, that's right. It was not about the Devontae Smith catch. It was this.
It was the best play I've ever seen. Saquon's play, I think is so cool, there's going to be kids all over the country and all over Philadelphia. I really think about that, trying to make that play and talking about that play and like simulating that play.
Nah, all over much. The you stop world.
Yeah,
and all over the country. World.
Right. So funny.
Little children in Germany will be emulating Daniel Jones.
That's right.
God after help that him. Game against the Panthers.
Oh, God help him.
I mean, it is crazy for him to do that backwards. I mean, hurdle the man without even looking at him.
Get an extra 4 yards. He went for almost 160 on the ground, had a touchdown catch. So he was pretty damn solid yesterday.
By the way, he's on pace for over 1,900 yards rushing. And over 2,200 total yards for the Eagles.
That's pretty good.
I would say it's a pretty good signing for the Eagles at the moment.
So far, it's working out. But also remember, the Eagles were, what, 10-1 last year? They started out? Is that right? And lost their last five? Something like that? So
Saquon's
we shall
see. Making incredible plays like that week in and week out. Something that they didn't get last year.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They had a lot of weather at Lambeau Field. It was chilly. It was raining. The indoor Lions, no worries.
Second down and 2 Green Bay from their own 38. Love takes the shotgun snap. Lions bring a late blitz. Love back, looking, being chased. Love throw.
Picked up by Lions. Kirby Joseph, left side. He's going to go, baby. Count it down. 5. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, how big is that? How big is that?
Fair to say they shut the windows.
I was going to say, was he doing it from his car?
No, there's no, I would think with the rain, they probably had the windows shut. It sounds like he is indoors. 24-14, the pick six there made it 17-3. The Lions beat Green Bay. And again, that really wasn't as close as the final score indicated. Here was Jordan Love. What in the hell happened on that play?
An interception, was moving out of the pocket. Obviously, Josh was blocking and protection, and I saw him trying to get out and was trying to dump it down as a check down to him. And, the ball did not go where I wanted it to.
No.
And, they made a
good and play. This was not long after Brian Branch was ejected for the tackle, leading with the shoulder into the helmet. And I saw, so Tom Brady could possibly get fined?
He ain't getting fined.
because he's a part owner now for criticizing the officials?
Well, so I guess part of the rules that he has to operate under being a part owner and a broadcaster, this is not going to last long, by the way, is that he's not allowed to criticize the officials.
So, to be clear, he can't go visit with teams now during the week.
That's right.
Because he's a part owner. And now he can't say anything bad about the officiating when it stinks.
That's right.
You know what? They have the, they do have the Super Bowl this year. Maybe he wants to do a Super Bowl and then call it quits.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of money that he signed for.
All jokes aside, what if the Raiders were in a Super Bowl that Fox had? Let's say 2 years from now.
That's never going to happen, but...
I know
what you're saying. And Mark Davis says he's going to be involved in whatever the Raiders are doing moving forward.
Seems odd.
That's why I'm thinking, like, this ain't going to last long. I mean, and quite frankly, I know they're paying him $37.5 million a year.
Yeah, so how's he going to be able... Is he going to be able to make that up just being with the Raiders? Like, that's a lot of money to just walk away from. Unless him being a part owner of the Raiders is going to eclipse that.
I don't know. They're going to have to seize his cell phone. That's what they're going to have to do.
Very strange. Rams beat the Seahawks in overtime 26-20. I want to bring you back. We're talking about Seattle. I want to bring you back to September when we got this oldie but a goodie from Chris Russo.
Smith played well, and his receivers, Metcalf caught 10. Jackson Smith, Njuguba, the kid from Ohio State, he caught 12 more.
Okay, so that one's kind of off.
Njuguba. The kid from Ohio State.
But this might be worse when talking about Puka Nacua. Now, this was prior to the game yesterday, and this is not Chris Russo. This is a guy I would call Mr. Football, Joe B.
The receivers are back. Cooper Kupp is back. The kid Puaha, whatever you say his name, Puha, the other wide receiver is back as well.
Puaha. Pua. Poi.
Is that
whatever
for real?
His name is.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They got the receivers are back. Cooper Kupp is back. The kid Puaha, whatever you say his name. Puaha, the other wide receiver is back as well.
He's back there.
I mean, does it get any easier than Puka Nacua?
Puaha Luau. That guy. He's back now. Whatever it is, who cares? Doesn't matter.
Oh, funny. Anyhow, Sunday Night Football, the Vikings.
Puaha.
Puaha and Pua.
Not Puka.
Vikings beat the Colts 21-13. Sam Darnold, 290, three touchdowns, couple of picks. This was the game Joe Flacco started. He was sacked three times, hit seven others. Here is old man Flacco.
They definitely got after us. I mean, they kind of did what they were going to do the whole game, and we just, you know, we'd have a play here and there, but then we'd either shoot ourselves in the foot or just not really be able to keep drives going.
Sam Darnold connecting to Josh Oliver, Jordan Addison, and Jalen Naylor for the three touchdowns, and Justin Jefferson had seven catches for .137. So that NFC North now has the Lions at 7-1. You've got the Vikings and Packers both at 6-2 for the Vikings. With Packers 6-3 now after losing to Detroit. So that's a hell of a division right there. And the Vikings bounce back from the back-to-back losses with that win over the Colts yesterday. Monday Night Football, the Bucks take on the Chiefs. Kansas City 7-0 on the season. Yankees ace Gerrit Cole opting out of his contract, but the Yankees can void it if they add a fifth year to his remaining terms at $36 million, which would keep him with the Yankees through 2029, where he would be 39 years old.
See ya.
So that means he thinks Boris.
Somebody thinks that's good. He's going to get another contract.
Would someone give him 5 years, $200 million at this stage of his career after missing half the season with injury this year?
Listen, Steve Cohen did it with two guys.
5 years, though?
Well, he gave Scherzer four.
That's true. That's a good point.
You
also saw how that went.
You got to see what the other alternatives are, right? So Corbin Burns would be an alternative. Blake Snell would be an alternative. You know, they're younger than he is. I think Corbin is 30. I'm not saying that he's Gerrit Cole, but I'm just saying that, look, if you're going to try to re-sign Soto, all right, you've already let Rizzo go. That's going to be a $6 million charged to the team because they didn't want to pay him the 17 sure. million. So he's gone. So
Glaber's probably gone.
So who's that?
Glaber Torres probably
most
gone.
Likely. And if Cole's gone, then all of a sudden you most likely have the money, but you're going to have to spend other money to fill other spots. Right field being one of them and first base being the other, even though they have DJ LeMahieu and Birdie still on the roster.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.